And now, back to the Jennifer Fallweiler Show.
It's really fun, and yeah.
Here's Jennifer.
Well, that's good news.
Jen Fallweiler, so happy to have you with me here this afternoon. You know my website, thejfshow.com. And right now, I'm so excited to have Claudia McAdam back on the show. You might remember that she joined us back in December. That was the first time she'd been with us. And I was texting my producer saying, man, she's a great guest. She's so dynamic. She has so many interesting things to say. We were talking about her children's book at that point. And I said, we need to keep our eye on her and make sure that we have her back for new topics and things like that. And so I'm so excited to tell you that she's got a book. It's a fiction book, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's called Awakening, again, by Claudia McAdam. You can look it up wherever books are sold. And it's a good keying off point for a topic that is deeply relevant to Lent and something I wondered about as a convert to Catholicism, which is, why did Jesus have to die? You know, I mean, do you ever wonder about that? Like, couldn't God have like figured out salvation a different way? I absolutely had those questions when I was coming into Catholicism from atheism. I can't wait to chat with Claudia about it. Claudia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your new book. I can't wait to order my own copy.
I'm so excited, Claudia. Yeah, it comes out in just a few weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know how exciting that is. When did Awakening come out? That's pretty new, right?
It actually came out in 2009, published by Sophia Institute Press.
Great.
Since then, the Polish edition and the German edition have come out. So,
nice.
I can only read the English edition.
you know what's funny, Claudia, is with my first book, they did a Polish edition, and these guys were very excited about it. And so they wanted me to record a message in Polish. And so I just had to read phonetically. For all I know, I could have been up there saying, hi, I'm a huge clown, because I have no idea what I was saying in Polish.
Good for you.
So yeah, tell me about kind of the story arc of Awakening, and you know what got you thinking about this topic, which I think is so relevant for Lent.
I'll tell you a little bit about the story, and then I'll tell you how I came to write it. The story is it's about a young teenage girl who has lost her father and her brother, both of whom died saving the life of someone she doesn't deem worthy. So she's lost her faith. She doesn't understand the concept of sacrifice, even Jesus' death on the cross. And she said, you know, why didn't anybody try to stop it? I would have. Well, she takes ill, and when she awakens, she is in first century Jerusalem 2 days before the crucifixion. And because she knows what no one else knows, that Jesus is going to die, she goes about trying to stop the crucifixion. So it's a story of her coming to understand the meaning of covenant and why Jesus did have to actually die, and her coming back to her faith.
Wow, I love this. And again, you know, I know a lot of our listeners, they hear all these books we talk about that are nonfiction, you know, like how to understand your Catholic beliefs. And I get emails from people saying, Jen, I am sure those books are wonderful, but I really like fiction. I really prefer stories, you know, more novels. So that's why I'm so glad you wrote this book. It's called Awakening. And I love this topic, the idea that, you know, the father died, and it wasn't died in this way that is just absolutely perfect and tied up in a bow. Like he died saving a saintly old lady or something like that. He died in a way he was saving someone who his kids are like, and the brother too, like this person is not worthy. Like that wasn't worth my father's life. Mm-hmm. And so I love it that you really bring us into these complex questions that don't have easy answers that we face in real life.
Exactly. And Ronnie, the main character in this story, is really struggling with that loss, you know, why her father and her brother had to die. She doesn't think this person they died for was worth losing their lives for. And it sets her on a whole trajectory to rediscover her faith and to come to understand how important Jesus' sacrifice was for us and what the meaning of the covenant was.
Wow, I love that. And, you know, Claudia, I know that you are a cradle Catholic, so I don't know if you guys who grew up with faith, with the Catholic faith, did you, as a child or as a teen, I mean, did you ever have those questions, like I did, coming into Catholicism from lifelong atheism, where you would step back and say, wasn't there another way to do this? Couldn't God have sent down maybe like a genie with a magic wand or something? I mean, why sacrifice? You know, why this blood and pain and that kind of thing? I mean, did you, as a cradle Catholic, did you ever wrestle with things like that?
And that's why I wrote the book, in part.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes, I did. I never intended to write this book. It was never on my radar. I mean, I was a writer and a published author, but doing a book like this was never my intent. I'll tell you, there were three things that came together that propelled me to write this book. One was I was a student at the Denver Catholic Biblical School, which is a four-year program that you go through every book of the Bible with wonderful instructors, and I learned so, so much about sacred scripture. And I would think every day when I was in class, why didn't anyone ever tell me this when I was growing up? That was one thing. The second thing was during Lent, I loved going to the Stations of the Cross, still do, and I could visualize those stations happening in front of me as if they were, as if I was part of that whole experience. And the third thing was, before this idea of this book ever came into my mind, I was having this really weird experience where I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would think for a minute that I was waking up in the house we lived in a dozen years earlier.
And oh, wow.
Waking up in the past. And then I would kind of get more awake and I'd think, oh, that's stupid. No, I'm in this house now, you know. But it kept happening over and over again. And then I started thinking, what if I really did wake up and it was 12 years in the past, but I knew everything I know now, what would I do differently? So those three things came together. I started to write the book Awakening, and I never had that experience of waking up in the middle of the night feeling I was in the past. It just went away. I think it was the Holy Spirit prompting me to pull those things together and to write this story about a girl who does go back in time, 2,000 years, and she knows everything that's going to happen. And what does she do with that knowledge?
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, I think that this is just the right message that we need for the culture today, because isn't, you know, have you noticed, especially since writing Awakening, again, people can buy it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever they get their books, by you, Claudia McAdam. Have you noticed when you look around our culture that we have a great terror of the idea of suffering or sacrifice,
sure,
that we fear it even more than we fear death? And I think that this is really impacting the average person's ability to really understand their faith and really lean into their faith. That I'm sure you've experienced this, that as long as we are terrified of sacrifice, sacrificing for the wrong reasons, quote unquote, or suffering, we'll never really know God, right?
And Jesus told us, he said, daily, you must pick up your cross and follow me. We're not going to be crucified, most of us, like he was. Some, unfortunately, maybe. We have persecuted Christians all across the globe. But every day, he asks us to pick up a cross. What is that? Is it caring for an ill relative? Is it doing something kind for a neighbor? Is it putting yourself out to do something pleasing for your husband or your family member? It's doing some kind of sacrifice for someone else in imitation of him. And that's what we're called to be. To be a disciple is someone who follows in Jesus's footsteps and does what he does. So yes, we human beings go, oh, I don't want to suffer. That hurts. That's inconvenient. I don't want to do that. But that's what we're called to do. And that's where we find our life here on earth, live to the fullest. And what we'll find when we die with our faith in the Lord is a life in heaven.
I love it. And Claudia, one of the things you see in Awakening, again, this is a fiction book. So for my listeners here who prefer fiction to nonfiction, you know, reading a novel, reading a story rather than a how-to book on the faith, one of the things that I think your book kind of brings us into also is that I think another thing that comes with the modern age is it is tempting to sort of think of it like God is part of my story. You know, my whole life, it's my story. And I, you know, kind of as in a consulting role, I like to bring in God sort of here and there as it fits with my schedule. But the way we're supposed to see it, the way the saints see it, the way the spiritual geniuses see it is that I am part of God's story. I'm just the actor in the play. I am not the scriptwriter, nor am I the director. And a lot of times, the director or the scriptwriter is going to ask me to do things that I don't understand. It's not what my little bit character on the stage wants to do, but I can't see the big picture. And in order to do what the director of this play, so to speak, is calling me to do, I have to trust and say, okay, I don't understand why, to use an example from Awakening, why my father had to make that sacrifice for someone who was not even worthy of it. Or I don't understand why God took my life in this direction, but I am still going to walk forward with hope and with trust because I understand God is not part of my story. I'm part of God's story. And was that one of the themes that you kind of intentionally wove into Awakening?
I think it's very important. As St. Augustine said, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. And that has got to be the trajectory of everyone's life, is realization we are created in his image and likeness. We are made part of his family. Our very life is a gift, and we give that gift back to him. So that, yes, that's an important part of the book, and just is important for me to explore why Jesus had to die and what the meaning of the covenant is. For example, the covenant is like our marriage with our spouse. It's an ongoing, everlasting relationship that is intended not to be broken until one of the parties dies. And God has that relationship with us. However, we are sinful, and we deserve to have him wipe us off the face of the earth, but he loves us so much he won't do that. So if we, this part of the covenant party, can't die, we human beings, he won't allow us to die. The only other option would be that God would have to die to stop that covenant and create a new covenant. But God couldn't die, could he? Yes, he could. He could send his son, who is human and divine. So he not only takes God's place in dying, he takes human's place in dying and putting an end to that old covenant and establishing the new one where our sins can be forgiven and where the gates of heaven are thrown open to us.
Yeah, and Claudia, these are really big subjects to try to wrap our minds around. Just, I mean, starting with, like, Dr. Scott Hahn talks about this a lot too. Like, how is a covenant different than a contract? And what does that mean? And what does it mean that God made a covenant with us? And this is the kind of stuff, it will blow your mind. It will take your faith to a whole new level when you actually start looking into this. But it's difficult to wrap your mind around this idea of we deserve death, but God died in our place. But wait, God can die? Like, that's weird. You know, I mean, this is a lot to wrap your mind around. And so, Claudia, we're short on time, but I just want to end by saying I'm so glad that you wrote a novel, that you wrote a fiction book about this, because I'm looking right now at my bookshelves, and they're filled with wonderful, good, hefty theological books that go into this idea of covenant and sacrifice and things like that. But the reality is that most people listening to this show, it's just that's not going to be what they want to do on their Thursday night, you know, when they get home from a long day of work. So I think that it's so important that you created this story that is so accessible. It's like a novel that you might read at the beach, but it goes into this idea of covenant and sacrifice and why this sort of thing was necessary. So, Claudia, we're about out of time, but tell us again the name of your great book. Tell us your name again so that people can search for your author name and where they can find it.
The book is Awakening. You can go to my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com. You can read the first four chapters there for free, get the book at a reduced price, or even download it if you have a formed.org subscription. Download the ebook for free. So I've got all sorts of resources there. Just head to ClaudiaMcAdam.com and treat yourself to something new this Lent. It's actually a fun and interesting read. It's not a classroom book, academic at all. It's a nice novel.
Yeah, and I will say it's short, too. I mean, this is not something that you're going to have to spend weeks and weeks and weeks getting through. It's a great short read.
It's a quick weekend read.
Yep. So, Claudia, it has been a pleasure to chat with you again. You're so well-informed and articulate. You're just a pleasure to have on the show. So we'd love to chat with you again one of these days. And in the meantime, keep up the great work.
Thanks, Jennifer. You too. Take care.
All right.
God bless.
Take care. And we will be back with more right after this here on The Jennifer Fulweiler Show.